Hey everyone, thank you for joining us on this incredible platform, Encounter. You know that it is here where we get revelation, impartation, and equipping. My name is Leon DePrio from Encounter Church, from Encounter Christian Church, Encounter Global. You will see that this word will lift you, will empower you, will equip you. So I want you to stay tuned. Before that, go visit www.encounterchurch.co.za for any resources to give via any platform for any video resources. Become a part of this family. Become a part of this network. I can't wait to be with you today. This message is going to be pure revelation. Stay tuned, and I can't wait to see you get into the message. God bless you. Matthew chapter number 7. Verse number 7. So please remember, from the 1st of September, even here by Centurion, 9 a.m., 5 p.m., please, we don't want everyone from here to go there for the launch. We do not have space for you, you know. So you can come or you don't, but please, most come here. There's going to be a celebration service here as well. And we'll do a live stream thing or something like that to show what's happening. If you want to come with, you can come with, but please understand that we want to accommodate a lot of other people. So Matthew 7 verse 7, let me get there. Matthew 7 verse 7, say with me, higher realms of prayer. Say it with me again, say higher realms of prayer. Matthew 7 verse 7 says this, ask and it will be given to you. Seek, say with me, seek. First say this with me, say ask. Then say with me, say seek. And you will find, say with me, knock. And the door or it will be open to you. It is amazing that it doesn't say the door. It says it will be open to you. What is it? There is a dimension that God has for believers. That as there's a certain prayer that we can pray that I call the knocking prayer. That God will open up a dimension. And many times we preach this and we say God will open up a door. No, it scripture says it will be open up to you. What is it? A certain dimension of grace. Are you guys with me? You don't sound excited. A dimension of grace. What is that? Maybe it is a grace for business, but it needs to be open to you. Maybe there's a grace for ministry. It needs to be open to you. Are you guys with me? I see so many people just sitting in the room, you know, looking like Adam on Mother's Day. You know, Look, if you can't catch revelation, your spirit is dead. Please do come to F1. I think we had F1. I'm serious. I think we had F1 yesterday. And we had a good one. So ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Look at me. Listen. There are three realms of prayer. There's many dimensions. And this whole month, we're going to focus on prayer. Let me just explain to you the word proskuneo and prosiki, where the word prosiki is prayer. Proskuneo means worship. But it means to empty yourself onto someone else. To kiss someone else's feet. It means to empty. It's the same word when the Bible says that Jesus emptied himself of divinity. He emptied himself. This word of proskuneo means that we empty ourselves before God. We lay bare before Him. Are you guys with me? It's a prayer of intimacy. Now you get a lot of people that can pray intercession, and we come and pray here on Saturdays, or we pray, as I said, three times a day now, and we do 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 9 o'clock in the evening, 15 minutes every day on live stream. That is intercession. Are you guys with me? But intercession and supplication, all these other prayers, is birthed from one thing. Say with me, proskuneo. Proskuneo, let me, for example, say it means to kiss someone, which speaks of a relationship. Prayer has to come out of a place of relationship with God. Fasting has to come out of a place of relationship with God. Word, good works must come out of a relationship. Are you guys with me? Every prayer must be birthed out of relationships. It serves no purpose for us to come and walk here on a Saturday and we pray, but I go back home and I have no intimate relationship with Him. It's empty words. Are you guys with me? Intercessions, those things can only come after proskeneo has taken place. After I have that intimacy with him. Are you guys with me? Say with your language. Listen to me. A lot of people can, we can pray English for long. Best prayer is praying in the Spirit. And best prayer is praying in the Spirit. You know, for example, you can fake 5 minutes of prayer. You can fake 20 minutes maybe of prayer. But when you pray 4 hours in the Spirit, you can't fake that thing. Or 8 hours, you can't fake it. It has to be real. Your body will not be able to do it or try it. You will not be able to do it until it is real, until you have that proskeneo, where it builds up that relationship and it is God drawing you and you drawing God and you coming together, and He gives you a grace, a yielding that you're able to pray that long. Are you guys with me? Not one man of God ever that has been used by God has been used or made history. Any general that we speak of, God's generals, anyone in Scripture that has been used mightily by God, which did not have a prayer life. Are you guys with me? I think it was George Whitefield. I think so. It was George Whitefield that when he would pray, he would preach with such power, while he would preach without a microphone to thousands, the power of God, the anointing would lift his voice that they can hear. He would preach to such an intensity that people will fall under the power of God while he's preaching without a mic. Then he would pray a prayer. He carried the presence of God around him to such a degree that as he would begin to pray, he would get people to be close to him or just in the vicinity. As he prays, the glory of God touches them, which means that God is honoring his prayer. Are you guys with me? Which means that man has paid a certain price somewhere. I remember I was on an island. I ministered to a big church, and I was sitting with their leadership. And those times I used to fast a lot. And you know, also I said, I'm never gonna fast that like again. And then God said to me, I must fast now. So like I said, never say never, okay? And I was sitting, and I was in a 40 day or something like that, fast, and I was sitting with all the leadership, maybe about 40 people in a room, in a small room. And I was sitting by a table, and they asked me this question. They said to me, how is it that you move in so much power? Now, let me explain. When we were moving at that time, now we're planning a church, getting systems in place before I'm going back to that place. You would walk in. I remember walking into a church, and it's like they had a bookshop, the one church. And as I walked in, the power of God was so strong. The people would just walk past me. I'm just walking in to go minister. Would hit the bookstore. The bookshelf almost fall over. Books are falling out. We'll sit in a restaurant. We have about 6 people and a waiter here in another country. And one person is saying to me, how do I get importation? I said, like this. And I would just go like this. And you would see the waiter fall 3-4 meters. Power of God, another table starts crying. Not even knowing Jesus, in another country. Carrying power, which comes through prayer, spending time with God in relationship, proskeneo with Him. Are you guys with me? Lying straight prostate on the floor. Proskeneo is where we get the word prostate from. Lying prostate on the floor, thinking of Him, kissing His feet, having an intimate relationship with you, where God now begins to honor you. When He honors you, listen to me, when He honors you, that is now when His presence comes upon you. When you minister or when you are at a place, when you open up your mouth for prayer, you can reach a certain frequency with that prayer because you've touched the sound code of God. That when you touch or you touch that frequency in preaching or in praying, the presence of God comes in. That frequency can only be attained in the presence of God. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying. When you enter His glory, which happens on a personal basis, you touch a frequency. And now when you pray, your prayer is different. Are you guys with me? So the language. Listen, it's amazing. You come to South Africa and another country will speak to us English, let's say Afrikaans people. Afrikaans people speak English back to them. You go to, Zulu. You can speak English, they speak English back to you. You go to Italy, you speak English. They respond to you in Italian. You go to France, you speak to them in English. I promise you, they respond to you back in French. I thought, what is this pride? That they cannot humble themselves and speak English. But then I realized something. The power of a language. Every country that would put a success on their language or make it successful, make it a priority, that country would flourish. And they would not allow others to come and infiltrate a language. Listen, to infiltrate a country or capitalize a people or a nation, to capitalize them, two things happen. And number one, you change, you bring in your language to them. Number two, you bring in your education to them. And then you have that country. Are you guys with me? In the kingdom of God, the first thing that he poured out in Acts chapter number 2 was the language of heaven. That all began to pray in other tongues as the Holy Ghost sat upon them, as of tongues as of fire. He brought the language of heaven to them, which means you're the first step of a culture change. Now there's an education that begins to come in, which is through revelation and teaching of the word. Are you guys with me? He begins to educate us from beginning and brings in a new education system, because he's establishing a kingdom culture. A people that say, listen here, even if we plant churches, wherever we go, we know how to receive impartation. That if you're under the sound of my voice, listen, if you are here for longer than a year and you cannot pray for somebody, please leave. Are you guys with me? I am so confident in this thing called impartation, that it happens by words, that while Peter was preaching and speaking, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost fell upon them all. He didn't lay hands upon them. While he was preaching and speaking, the power of God fell, and they began to pray in other tongues. There's impartation. One of your greatest impartation is prophetic preaching, where it makes your spirit jump and come alive on the inside of you. It is a preaching that makes your dead spirit come alive. Are you guys with me? So, look. So you have these countries and they are all speaking their language, and and I realized, but this is why they are successful. Even Christians don't want to pray in other tongues. You ask the church to pray there, so in America. Sorry, that's for our live stream viewers, and you have a lot. You can't pray in tongues. Other churches also in South Africa, you ask our church to pray in tongues, 99% here will lift up their hands and pray in tongues, because we have equipped them. Are you guys with me? Say with me the dimension of knocking. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. The word knock is the ability to press in with persistence. Are you guys with me? You can knock on a door and somebody might not open, and you can carry on knocking until they open. It's like those irritating people that are phoning you and you don't answer, and then they will phone again, and you don't answer and they'll phone again, and you're thinking, why can't you just send a WhatsApp? It's anyway, we'll teach people still on ethics, okay? So and they'll phone again. Or they'll phone and then they won't send a message to say what it's about. So there's a thing where we have caught a quality of God, where if you cry out and bother God too much, he will answer. Say this with me. Say, how to get answers when I pray. I know it sounds impossible to many, but there's a realm that you can get into, or a way that you can talk, where you can get answers when you pray. Samuel, as a young boy, was sitting on his bed, and the Bible says the Lord called him and said, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel got up and he says, here am I. And there was no response. Then he went to Eli, and Eli said, no, it wasn't me. Go back. And he went back to Eli. Eli said, no, it wasn't me. And he went the third time, and Eli perceived that this boy is hearing from the Lord. He said, go back now and say these words, quote unquote. He says, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. But the way Samuel answered it first, by saying, here am I, God didn't respond back. But when he used the right words, right technique that was given to him, imparted to him. Are you guys with me? And he went back now, and God spoke and he answered and he said, speak, for your servant hears. Then the word of the Lord came to him. It tells me there's a way that we can pray where we cannot get answers. And then there's a way we can pray where we do get answers. Say with me an asking prayer. Say with me a seeking prayer. Say a knocking prayer. A asking prayer is asking for something you've never had, a gift. A seeking prayer is seeking something that you have lost before. If you have lost your job, you seek Him. If you have lost the presence of God, you seek the presence of God. You cannot ask for the presence of God if you've never... Are you guys with me? Let me say it like this. You cannot seek for the presence of God if you've never had it before. Where are you going to find it? But if you had it, the book of Revelation says, go back to the first works that you've done. Where you were my first love. Go back to those first words. They say seeking. But say with me, knocking prayer. Knocking is persistence that takes you into a dimension. Are you guys with me? James says that we pray amiss. We do not get answers when we pray because we pray amiss. Some are praying asking prayers when they should be praying seeking prayers. Some are praying seeking prayers when they should be praying knocking prayers. Some are praying knocking prayers when it should simply be an asking prayer. There are different realms. Are you guys with me? Okay. Say with me, bara. Say it again, say bara. Bara means, in the book of Genesis, you'll see when God made and created the heavens and the earth, when He made something, it was already created. So you'll see in Genesis 2, He says He made Adam and Eve. He made man. But in Genesis 1, He already created man in His image. The word made is bara, which means it is existing but in the realm of the spirit. Are you guys with me? Then you have a Greek word, and please understand, just write the Greek words down. We give you 4 or 5 on a Sunday. Mara, so with him, mara. It is someone who has the ability to take that which is in the spiritual realm that has already been created, to bring it into the natural. Mara is, for example, when I had a vision about Second Chance and getting into the schools. And a few years later, that was a bara what I saw. But a few years later, I see it manifesting in the natural. Bara is me sitting in my room and I feel the power and presence of God. Mara is when we have a conference and God decides to shake this building. Then what I've experienced in the presence of God, to bring it manifest in the physical. Is it too much for you? Hey, I don't know if people like me. I'm telling you. Are you guys okay? Are you just say, ek bind daai godsdienstige gees. I don't know where it's coming from. Okay. You look at me funny. Like, I don't know. I think Martin should be preaching. Now they don't know what to say, you see. That shows the disloyalty already towards me. I'm joking. Okay. Say with me, Mara. Mara is, where was it? I think Alan, that was driving and was in an accident. All of a sudden, when they opened their eyes, their car was on the other side. Mara is when I was driving a car with my wife and my kids, and we're driving, and a car comes head on, and there was another car in this lane. It was only 2 lanes, and I couldn't do anything, and I saw too late. And when I saw again, we were taken back, and the car was far away, driving, and we could just swerve out. Mara is when you have the ability to take that which is in the realm of the spirit and make it physical. Mara is the ability. If you see a business and you imagine it, remember, when God created the heavens and the earth, the Bible says that He hovered over the waters. He imagined you and I. Then He went and He created you and I. Spoke it into existence. It is somebody that has the ability of prayer upon their life. A proskuneo prayer, where they can take something that they've seen as a vision and make it manifest on the earth. Are you guys with me? Do not underestimate prayer. Do not underestimate prayer. I think it was Catherine Kuhlman will have wheelchairs popping up, and somebody asked her, they said, how do you do this, a journalist? And she took him down into the boiler room under the stage, and they heard a noise, and they asked, what are you doing? He says, no, I'm taking you to our boiler room, to where the generator is. And as they got closer, and as they opened the door, he said, he saw hundreds of people interceding at a high frequency. I have intercessors that pray. They don't pray like this. No. They pray. Lavruska edelebena mana maske teken. Sekena ma asko tekedelebere baraburusho tekena ma. Siria sinerana ma. Sekedelebere maske deleleba. Siria sadara bariye sekedelebere ma. Rekena mandelelebere mara de sekedelebere ma. Habruska dalabare kedelebene mana ma. Habruska delelebene. And they lifted in a frequency. Why? To strike down things that have exalted itself in high places. Are you guys with me? That is prayer. That is, we have been known prayer as a little religious thing. No. The pulling down, some of the pulling down of strongholds. That is how it is being done. Listen, you almost please give me 1 or 2 minutes. I didn't start the message yet, but it will start next week. Say with me, knocking dimension. Say it again, say knocking dimension. It is a dimension we are going to persistence. Now we'll go on next week to say how to open or get into this dimension. Listen, if you understand this knocking prayer that I'll finish next week, you will know how, well, let me say it like this. You will know for certain that it is just a matter of time. That you have seen it. You have prayed and applied proskeneo prayer. You have applied bara and mara to bring it from the spiritual to the natural. Being so focused on one thing that when you pray, a lot of people pray, or when they fast, you know, they like, I'm praying for my auntie here and that one there and this one here and that one. No. When I fast or when I pray, me personally, if it's 21 days, 10 days, 40 days, whatever it is, I try to focus on one thing and pray for that. Your words have the ability to bring something from the realm of the spirit into the natural. It's the bridge between the spiritual and the natural. Jesus himself explained and demonstrated this when he looked at the tree, at the fig tree, and rebuked it and said, from this day you'll be cursed to the root. And as he came back to that tree the next day, it was cursed to its root. The ability, your power, the level of power in your mouth determines the duration something takes when you speak it. The depth of the word of God in your life depends the duration that it'll take to come to pass. I prayed, I know in a year and a half, I'll tell you what I prayed. I prayed for a certain thing the beginning of this year, four months ago. That was for me impossible. I prayed it. 2 months later, I forgot that I was even in it, or it is already done, it has already happened. And I thought it would have never even happened this year. But I began to pray it, speak it, prophesy it over myself. Are you guys with me? Your words carries power to bring something that is in another world in your yara life. Remember, there's a life that God has prepared for you. There's a life that God has prepared where you have no debt. There's a life that God has prepared where you are successful. There's a life that God has prepared where you are healthy. We get into these things by our own decisions, into debt, into sickness. But when I understand the life that he has given me, when I understand and can open the book of my life and read the yara life, I have the ability to now speak and say, but wait, I am changing this situation. I am preaching this way. I am speaking for that to come forth into my life. Stand to your feet, stand to your feet. Stay with me, proskeneo. Listen. Every prayer starts with proskeneo, prayer of intimacy. Next week, we're going to go on with knocking prayer, and getting into the dimension. Raise your hands to the Lord. Father, may your anointing come upon your people. May the glory of God come upon them. May your power rest upon their lives. Even as they leave this place and come back tonight, may you move in this place. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us on Encounter. For more information, log on to www.encounterchurch.co.za or simply give us a call on Pretoria 012-753-9091. For more resources and updates, simply follow us on social media on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. We'll see you next time on Encounter.